This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Italy in a heat wave, in a drought. Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation, who works in Genoa and lives in Milano, has fled to the Swiss Alps, Zuoz, a very famous village I learned from Lorenzo, where it is cool, where the mountaintops are without snow because of the drought and because of the heat wave. However, we're going to speak of more than just the heat wave, the Po River Valley. Lorenzo told us a week past that the Po River Valley was unusually threatened by this drought, that some of the tributaries into the Po have dried up, and that this has damaged the ability of the hydropower and other parts of the energy grid of Italy to work, while everyone's experiencing a cutback in energy supplies from Russia because of Ukraine conflict. That's enough complication. Lorenzo, a very good day to you in Switzerland, where it is cool. The Po River Valley, a week past it was challenged. What is the status now? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. Well, I'm here in Switzerland on the Alps to take some fresh air after a very intense heat days in Italy, which unfortunately continue to be very hot. Temperature, particularly in the center and the south, are close to 40 centigrades, which is really amazing because this is something that is lasting over the last 3 weeks. And this is, of course, causing a lot of troubles. The Po River is day by day more critical. Unfortunately, this is a very dramatic combination of many negative elements that started from a very dry winter time. There were no snow on the Alps as it was used to be in the previous years. And so now, here in Switzerland, all the Alps are green or gray. There is no snow, no cap on the top because the few snow that came in winter time has already melted. And so this is one of the reasons why the various river that goes into the Po River have dried up. And now the Po is suffering a lot. I can tell you that, unfortunately, the salty water at the estuary of the Po in the Adriatic Sea is coming more and more inside. And this is, of course, another critical element. I told you 2 weeks ago that the salty water was inside by 17 kilometers. The latest report are saying that this salty water has entered already 40 kilometers. And in many, many place of the Po River bed, the water is no higher than 1 meter. So even the navigation is precluded. And of course, there is no water supply to the agriculture, to the animals, and likely 50% of our agricultural product will be lost because of this drought. And we hope to have something different in the next days. We do need really rain.
And in Switzerland, where you are, because the air is clear, without the snow on top of the mountains, or the snow has disappeared this early, is their agriculture, is their economy also threatened?
Well, to a certain extent, even in Switzerland, the climate has been very dry over the last month. But of course, every day there is at least a thunderstorm, few rain. So everything is green. But clearly, I can tell you that most of the water reservoir are now half empty because they are, of course, trying to provide water to the prairie. And there is no enough water coming in to replace the water that has been given to the prairie area. So even in Switzerland, the temperatures are very high compared to the historical data, and it's not so let's say critical as in Italy. Italy is really right in the worst condition across all the Mediterranean countries.
Back to Rome. Italy's manufacturing sector grew at the slowest pace in 2 years, according to a survey just published. The S&P Global Purchasing Managers Index for Italian manufacturing came in at 50.9, down from 51.9. This is a part of the recovery that we're all experiencing now, the burst of activity in 2021 and the slowdown in 2022. Is there a concern for recession in Italy, or is this just a slowdown that can recover, Lorenzo?
There is a slowdown of the economy, no doubt, but I can tell you that the perception is that the demand is there, but unfortunately the supply chain are not providing enough material to allow the Italian industry to deliver what is the demand, what the demand is asking for. So we are facing a reduction of our, let's say, impressive growth after the drop due to the pandemic, which was the best across all the European countries. The messages from the government, and particularly from Mr. Draghi, is that, okay, there is a slowdown of the economy, but we are not yet in a time where we should be scared about the risk of a recession. Even the data of employment rate are not so critical. I can even tell you that there are a lot of vacancy for many employment, many job places, particularly for tourism operators. So let's say that maybe the slowdown of the industrial growth is compensated by a good performance of the services, and particularly tourism.
Yes, tourism. We go to tourism because part of the story of Italy of the last 2 years is the tourists have been missing, and that's at least 10% of the GDP. So tourism is back. It's been announced that Italy is open. There are no tests. The green card is now part of the history of the pandemic. However, there are still mandates, and one of the mandates is about restaurateurs and baristas and people serving food. What is the guidance of the government, Lorenzo, when you go to Italy and you go into a restaurant?
Okay, very, very simple. The latest direction given by the government have been issued yesterday. Of course, the people are free to go around with no mask, but clearly there is a recommendation to wear the mask when you are indoor, and maybe when there is a risk that the social distance is lesser than 1 meter. While for the workers, there is a recommendation to wear the mask when you are at the working place. And the entrepreneur have the obligation to provide the workers with the special FFP2 mask to the workers. So everything is back to normality, I would say. Only the workers should be recommended to continue to wear the mask until the 31st of October. I can tell you that the numbers of new contagions are growing in Italy pretty fast, but this is something that is, let's say, common across all the other European countries. There is a new variant that looks very, very contagious compared to the others, but I can even tell you that there isn't a very critical effect to the health, but the numbers are growing.
The numbers are growing, and tourism also has good news to celebrate. It's not all gloom. The museums are to be open for free on Sunday, but you have a recommendation, free museums, but what is recommended to the tourists who want to get into the museum with the free passes?
Well, the recommendation is to have with you the mask. And in case the social distance, because there are so many people visiting the museum, is not allowing more than 1 meter each other, better to wear the mask again.
Yes.
But the museum are open. There is also, we are also back, the Ministry of Culture decided to resume a tradition to make the museum open and free the first Sunday of every month. And I think this is a good point.
Very good point. Heat wave. We've touched upon it in the Po River Valley, but it's throughout Italy. The list I have is 42 cities are experiencing extreme heat. That That is all the major cities of Italy. That's why you're in Switzerland, because everywhere is hot. Is there expectation when the heat wave will lift? At the end of July, August? Do they give you any date to hope for? We have less than a minute.
Well, you know, weather forecasts are difficult to be a very high guess rate of probability. But I can tell you that the latest news are saying that very likely between Tuesday and Wednesday, we should have a stream of cold weather and likely with some rain, not only in the very north of Italy across the Alps, but also into the center and the south of Italy. So we do hope that next week will be a week where this very critical heat wave will somehow leave the peninsula for a while.
Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation in the Swiss Alps without snow at this time of year, unusual. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.